Good morning. You are tuned into the Morning Coffee Live Show. I'm the host, Tanisha R. Atkins, here on this beautiful Saturday morning with just a special. Just want to talk to you a little bit about getting and staying in your own lane. You know, God created us all different for a reason. We are all unique in our own ways. There are no two people on this earth that are alike. First of all, and that's the first thing you need to understand when you talk about getting and walking in your lane. And sometimes, you know, when you are fellowshipping with people or when you're connected with people that are moving at a different speed than you are, it may seem like they're more successful than you. It may seem like things always work out for them. And you maybe sometimes they may cause you to feel discouraged. They may cause you to feel let down or overwhelmed, or feeling like you don't amount to anything, you know, feeling just like you're less than. But I just want to encourage you today. What you have to do is you have to find your lane. Find your lane. We've all heard this before, that God created us for a purpose. Each and every one of us, we have a purpose. There's a reason why we're here. Our job is to discover that. You have to find your lane. You have to find where you're supposed to be. And sometimes when we're going around having all these different emotions, it's because we're comparing our lives to somebody else's life. And that's not, you're never going to live your best life that way. You have to find your lane. You have to get into your niche of life. You have to get where you're supposed to be. Even if you're moving at a different speed than somebody else, life is not a race, it's a journey, and you have to reprogram your mind to that. You are on a journey. You're not in competition with anyone. You're not trying to outdo anyone. And if you're living your life like that, you definitely need to reevaluate your priorities, evaluate your reason for existing. If your whole reason for being here is to be, you know, at the top of everything and you just want to outdo everybody, because we have to remember, you should want to be effective and not just be here to exist, but you should want to make a difference. So I just want to encourage anyone out there that's feeling stuck somewhere, that's feeling lost, that's feeling like you're just less than somebody, or maybe you're feeling you messed up and you made too many mistakes and you know that you just can't seem to get things to come together. I want to encourage you to find your lane, get where you're supposed to be. Because when you get where you're supposed to be, you will thrive and things will begin to happen for you. God already has things lined out, but sometimes life seems hard because we're not on the right path. If you're supposed to be on 2nd Street and you're over here on 4th Street, and it's dark on 4th Street, it's nothing but trouble, tragedy, sadness, disappointment there. It's because over on 2nd Street, that's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. That's where the favor is. And you're out of place. So I just want to encourage you really quickly, find your lane. Get where you are supposed to be. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Cruise in your own lane. Nobody can do you like you can do you. So I just want to encourage you. I don't know if maybe somebody's feeling like that. Maybe you are feeling like giving up because you just feel like you don't matter. You don't mean anything. Because sometimes people can make us feel like that. I want to just encourage you to rediscover who you are. Get to discover why you're here. Find your lane. Get in your lane and stay in your lane and cruise to your own speed. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I am Tanisha R. Atkins. This has been your Saturday morning inspiration.